Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to third. Doby moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Kennedy moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to third. Dobie moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Lepon moves to second. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway fields the ball and throws to Gray covering. Safe. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to third. Callaway moves to second. Two outs. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boone. The throw from Robinson and he is safe. Boone steals second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lepon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. Robinson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lemon out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. with two walks. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 3 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullen moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 4 in the game. Groth is walked intentionally. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Mullen moves to third. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell is walked intentionally. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 4 in the game. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dobie hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 4 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. Lemon scores. Mitchell moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.